you're my enemy, but you're the only one who keeps me coming back. Just when all hope is gone, you're there to prove me wrong. Say, baby, I'm ready when you are, ready when you are, ready when you are. Time don't wait for nobody. Say, baby, I'm ready when you are, ready when you are, ready when you are. Say, time don't wait for nobody. I choose you every time, yeah.
2 a.m. howling outside, looking, but I cannot find. Don't you fall asleep this time. I've been on a long way drive. Only you can stem my mind. Only you can fix inside. So if I make it out tonight, let's make it a badass time. Okay, I got it, copy. 2020, but I can't see nobody. One eye open, Illuminati. This might be the verse that make them drop me. Ain't making friends, we just making hobbies. Know that one, my girl, that was just a hobby. Call up 50, tell them load up the lobby. Elevator up, no need to fob me, yeah, yeah. X-ray vision, see through you niggas. Newspaper stand, we press the issue. We ain't sending shots, we launching missiles.
Right up at your hood, I'm north.
Checking third ward, I'm going mental. Fucking up my room, I've been racking up incidentals. Cooking on a tune, I've been chefing up instrumentals. Nothing else to do when you're riding in the, when you're riding in the, in the back of the backseat. Driver running miles up like I'm running a track meet. Gotta watch my back now, cause these niggas at me. All black in the Benz when I pull up on you.
They don't wanna see me in the air, in the air. Let me catch you creeping in faster, in the air. From a chopper check a hole like in the air.
Some left. I guess it's all survival, but please be careful. I gave up on the Bible long time ago. I hope it ain't give up on me, I don't know. I came up in the town, they were murdering kids, and dumped them in the creek up from where I live. Body, spotty, spotty, sprinkled around. We running through the sprinkler looking around. The killer would show up with boxes of pizza, and said he had a label recruiting people. Put that on my grandma and everything. My homie said he told him his name was Wayne.
It could've been me, or could've been you too. But what a memory, and me needing to lose. What's gon' patch up my inner tube? So I can pop a Willie and walk it too.
Oh yeah, flame with the nappy fro now. Yeah, in the ends, I'ma kick your dough down. Oh yeah, wicked wildin' out the mo now. Oh yeah, beat that 300-0 when I pull up on you.
Good evening. You were listening to The Ends by Travis Scott off of this wonderful 2016 project, Birds in the Trap Sing McKnight. This is Chef Jeff of The Chef Jeff Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a very special guest with us tonight, Amanda.
Hello.
A frequenter here on The Chef Jeff Show.
I do frequent The Chef Jeff Show.
But you're always a very special guest, so.
Thank you.
Hello everybody. it is yet another Friday. And this theme for today, like for tonight's show, it's very special. It has a very special place in my heart and in the hearts of many, I believe. I think 2016 is well regarded as being one of the better musical years of recent time. Lots of incredible albums came out, lots of incredible songs. The vibe was great. I mean, Summer 16. I wasn't in college, but like I was still vibing in summer 16. But
I was straight vibing in summer 16.
It was a pretty good summer. I'll say that much. Overall, though, musically terrific year, and I wanted to showcase that by playing some of my favorite albums from 2016. Some of them are my favorite albums of all time. that's how we're rolling. It's kind of a hip hop and R&B oriented playlist. This kind of happened by accident, but we got some variety in there. But let's kick it off with some kind of groovy hip hop going on / EDM stuff. And one of my favorite artists, K. Tronada. Here we go.
One night on the scene and they see you living like a star. New Playboy fatigue, they don't believe that, staring you apart. Oh no. Can't settle down, not right now. What you need and what you like. Dreams and girls of every type. I had one too many. Sexy girls and skinny flights. Planes and transatlantic flights. I had one too many. Oh yeah.
Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Just your defenseless, like you in court with a public defendant. Star witness wanna sing, but if you on the team, we gon' swing for the fences. When it's go time on that goal line, shit, I be making the call. Just give me the ball, I get you the inches. Bras my age, talking marriage and babies, and I'm like, been there, done it, boss. The young girls wanna love me long time, but then you gotta listen to them talk. Talking me, like she about to sing acapella on the steps of City Hall. Some set the bar, some raise the bar. I pass the bar, let me get you off. Hey. I had one too many. I had one too many.
I break bread, ribs, $100 bills, dream about Bugattis and other four wheels. They say Illuminati and other ordeals is how my lawyer got me to avoid a raw deal. And now it's more real than it is for any other star. And that's enough to have you tearing up the mini bar. I should probably get awards when the Emmys are for how I deal with the path like Remy Ma. I get in the car like a sniper's on the roof now. But don't confuse how you see me have to move now. I got bars like a cypher's in the booth now. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Long as they get my page right on Wikipedia. Long as they say my name right in the media. If you don't, that's a sin like Cincinnati. Cause ever since I had the polo suit at the Grammys, I've been spitting at the camera like Trick Daddy. So swaggy could've broke up with IG. I ain't surprised that they broke up on IG. I got the game on IV. Might as well have a live feed. Keep a fresh cut from IB. So I always match the picture in my ID. Cause back in Dub C, I ran with Mac 10. I was still a baby Similac then. And with the crack era, did the black man. It had to be an era if you had a Cadillac then.
How I rock mine, I throw it up. Making sure that you niggas all are on the same page. Powerful force, you better look both ways. Fuck that, I'm choking niggas, it's going down. I'm from a different cloth, we the oracles of the sound. Skip town, hit them with impeccable pound. Lost found, the way I flooded niggas gon' drown. Whip shit, oh, wait, I gotta do it again, You already know the script, roundhouse kick. She looking at me, licking her lip. Put my arm around her like a bowl of chip with a dip. With your bitch, what the fuck niggas erupt? I got the half moon clip, that's banana. A good planner, a new anger like a larger Bruce Banner. Out the house, nigga, if you open your mouth. And nigga, if you open your mouth, fuck the press. I'm leaving every room in a mess like herds of bowl with the aprons on and baking soda. Keep it moving, keep the combo short and bring a case of Henny. Helps the pain, I control many. Helps the lies when niggas go run high. Keep the way to scribe conflict with they real lives. Fanatic shit be go bizarre. Bad news for niggas as I go emphatic, radical, national animal, ruling like a czar. Every time I black for the record, this shit splatter. The whole data, no bullshit, the boom bapper. I pull together, whip the shit, cook the batter. When I pull up on niggas, even your mama gon' scatter. It's got.
Oh,
Childish Gambino. You just heard Boogeyman off of his 2016 record, Awaken My Love. Okay, yeah, pause it. Before that, you heard Mobius by A Tribe Called Quest off of their album from 2016. We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. And before that was One Too Many featuring Fonte by the one and only K. Trinata off of his 2016 release, 99.9%. Yeah, K. Trinata, love the vibe of that. He's just such a talented producer. That's really all I got to say about that one. A Tribe Called Quest. That was their first album, I believe, in... how long ago was that? I want to say 16 years. I'm not sure when the previous record was, but it was a significantly long period of time. And it was their comeback record, but it was kind of released as a tribute to Fife Dog. They're one of the producers who passed away, I believe, in 2015. And yeah, that was a tragic loss for the guys, and they ended up retiring after releasing that album. But that was a super good way to close it out. That's one of my favorite hip-hop records of all time. It is not, despite being one of my favorite hip-hop records of all time, it is not my favorite, necessarily, record of 2016. As a matter of fact, I have quite a few other 2016 records that I enjoy more than We Got It From Here, but I still love this record so much. And the cool thing about Mobius is the beat. I don't know if anybody else noticed this. The beat, it starts off with that like boom 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 boom, and so that Consequence is giving his verse, and then it eventually transitions and he's still rapping, but then Busta Rhymes comes in, and then at the end that same instrumental that it started with is at the end. And that's hence, you know, like a Mobius strip. For those of you who are unfamiliar, you take a strip of paper, you twist one end, and then tape the ends together. And if you were to trace a line starting on one side of the paper and you trace it, your line, without lifting the pencil or pen or whatever you're using, without lifting it, you can get a mark on both sides and it'll end up at the beginning, which is super cool. And so I guess like the whole purpose of it is like you go through like this pattern where you have one side of it, which is that beginning instrumental I was talking about, where Consequence is part, and then Busta Rhymes is like the other part, and then it comes back to the beginning. I think that's super cool. Super cool. Plus Consequence and Busta Rhymes are terrific on that song too. And then Awaken My Love. I mean, what else can you say about Donald Glover? He's done a lot of work. He's become such an icon just overall in the entertainment business, beyond music. TV, Atlanta being maybe my favorite show of all time. I'm unsure, like unclear. There's a lot of other ones that have had like profound impacts on my childhood or whatever. You know, Seinfeld, The Simpsons, SpongeBob, I guess. But Atlanta is of recent time, definitely my favorite TV show. But yeah, that song Boogeyman, super cool vibe. But yeah, so then we're going to get into our discussion after. I'm going to play two songs off of... the first one coming up is my third favorite album of all time. It was my first for a while. It was the first album I listened to cover, and ever since I've been listening to albums that way. I can't even count how many albums I've listened to, but I enjoy the experience every time, and that album kind of inspired me to start listening to albums that way. And then after that is my second favorite album of 2016, of course, because this one would be my favorite album of 2016. So my top two. The two are not very related really at all, but I will play them and then I'll discuss a little bit after, and then we will get into a discussion about 2016 stuff. We'll also show you the new album release radar, so let's kick it off with my favorite album of 2016, one of my favorite albums of all time, Blonde by Frank Ocean.
Round your city, round the clock. Everybody needs you. No, you can't make everybody equal. Although you got buku family, you don't even got nobody, being honest with you. Breathe till I evaporated. My whole body see-through. Transportation handmade. And I know it better than most people. I don't trust them anyways. You can't break the law with them. Get some good, she have a calm night. Shooters killing left and right. Working through your worst night. If I get my money right, you know I won't need you. And I tell you, I hope the sack is full up. I'm fucking, oh, I'm fucked up. Spend it when I get that. I ain't tryna keep you. Can't keep up a conversation, can't nobody read you. Why your eyes well up? Did you call me from a seance? You were from my past life. Hope you're doing well, bruh. I've been out here head first. Always like the head first. Signal coming in and out. Hope you're doing well, bruh. Everybody needs you. Everybody needs you. Ooh, nani nani. This feel like a quaalude. No sleep in my body. Ain't no bitch in my body. New beginnings. New beginnings. Wake up high, the sun's going down. Time to start your day, bruh. Can't keep being late on. Oh, you need the money if you gon' survive. Every night, shit, every day, shit. Dropping baby off at home before my night, shit. You know I can't hear none of them spend the night, shit. Kumbaya, shit. Wanna see Nirvana, but don't wanna die, yeah. Wanna feel that none of them come by. Fuck with me after my shit. Know them boys wanna see me broke down, shit. Bummed out and shit, stressed out and shit. That's everyday shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. My everyday shit, every night shit, everyday shit.
Every day up. Every day patches the night up. Oh God, you should match it, it's that KO. No one lighters till I fuck my 28th up. 1998, my family had the Acura. Oh, the legend. Cap at least six discs and a changer. Back when Boswell and Percy had it active. Couple bishops in the city building mansions. Oh, the reverend. Preaching self-made millionaire status. When we could only eat at Shoney's on occasion. After Trina hit, I had to transfer campus. Your apartment I didn't use since where I waited. Staying with you when I didn't have an address. Fucking on you when I didn't own a mattress. Working on a way to make it out of Texas. Every night, dropping baby up at home before my night. Yeah, you know I can't hear none of that. Spend the night, shit. My gosh, wanna see Nirvana, but I wanna die, yeah. Wanna feel it, not enough, could you come by? Fuck with me at the mosh. If you know them boys wanna see me bummed down, see me bummed out, stressed out, every day, shit. Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. Rolling marijuana, that's a cheap vacation. Every day, shit, every night, shit. Every day, shit, every night, shit. Every day, shit, every night, shit. Every night, shit.
Well, I've been coughing 5 years. Well, I've been caught in fire. I've been caught in fire. Oh. Well, I've been caught in fire. I've been caught in fire. I've been caught in fire. What comes prior to? I've been caught in fire. I stayed down the other night. I've been caught in fire. I stayed down
without knowing what the truth.
I've been caught in fire. I stayed down the other night. Fire,
fire.
Whoa, oh, that was a close one. So you just heard, I'll say it, just 45 by Bon Iver off of his 2016 release, 22 a Million. And before that was Blonde by Frank Ocean, my favorite album of 2016, one of my favorite albums of all time. That song was Nights. So about those albums, 22 a Million, second favorite album of 2016. Fans are so-so on it. Some people kind of dislike it because it's not his typical work. He forays into folktronica, which I think is like a super cool genre.
Folktronica?
Folktronica.
Elaborate.
Folk. Electronica. Literally. I mean, I don't know. That wasn't the greatest example of it. I mean, that was kind of a good example. The weird horn sound. I think it's super cool. The whole album's arranged. It's so cool. I don't know. I really like Bon Iver's work on that one. And then Blonde. There isn't too much to say there except the vibes. Wow. Incredible.
Dare I say we vibed to Blonde?
We vibed to Blonde. There were vibes going on. But yeah, I just remember I was sitting on my computer desk back home listening to this album, just being like, holy moly, the whole time. It was crazy. And it's like still to this day. I don't listen to it a ton. I want to keep the novelty of like how awesome it was the first time I listened to it. So, yeah, shout out Frank Ocean. Excited for the new record. Little scared, but the single so far pretty good. I kind of have a feeling that this new album is going to be like a completely different approach, which I think is not bad, but I'm hoping it pays off. So, quick album radar thing I'm gonna check right now. You said, well, there's a new Ash Nico song. You also said there's a Dua Lipa verse,
yeah,
added to
Dua Lipa remix Sugar by Brockhampton.
I think that's crazy. I think that's awesome. And let's see, I think, is it, I'm pretty sure Megan Thee Stallion came out with something new.
Is it more from her, another single from her album?
Wait, is that a whole album? Oh my god, it's a whole album.
Oh my
whole new Megan Thee Stallion record.
God.
That's
an
exciting.
Entire new Megan Thee Stallion album.
That's crazy. I saw her promoting it. I was not sure if there was a whole record or just a single.
Ooh, she has a song with Kehlani.
Ooh, okay. Jhené Aiko, a new album, Chilombo, I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm not 100%. What? Okay. Okay. Jadakiss, who hasn't had, I don't think he's had any material since 2017, new album. I saw Davies promote it on his Instagram, so I kind of knew that it was coming. Fantagram, new album. L-A-U-V, is that Lauv?
Lauv,
yeah. Lauv, okay, new record. I haven't really listened to him. Not super excited. I know there are some fans that probably are. Flora Cash, Philip Glass. Just kind of looking around here. Oh, that's one, Body Count. That's a, I want to say they're death metal. Unclear. There's some kind of metal. But I've seen the album cover. It's like pretty cool. I don't know. I'm scared. I'll definitely listen to it. It is a little scary. I've seen scary though, but pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Swamp Dog, new record. Rufus Du Sol.
Ooh.
I think this is a live. This is live from the Joshua Tree. So I don't know if it. Oh yeah, it's literally like all of them are just saying like live from the Joshua Tree. Unclear. Unclear what that means, but yeah, I'll give it a listen.
Live EDM.
And then no, live EDM is fun. I don't know really the difference of the sound, like other than like.
I mean, like live EDM is fun if you're there, but I don't know how like a live album would be that different for an EDM.
No, yeah, that's actually very good. That's a very good point, actually. And then new Demi song. And let's see what else. They're really. Oh, is there another new song on Chromatica, the upcoming Lady Gaga single? Ooh. Or no, it's still Stupid Love. But
Stupid
I guess
was fire, I'll say it.
I still haven't listened. I'll be real with you.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'll be real.
It's really good.
I'll give it a listen soon. I'm usually like so when I know an album's coming out soon. I kind of like to not have that novelty. But yeah, other than that, I was a little worried because Lil Uzi Vert has not explicitly said a release date yet.
I'm pretty sure it's next week.
You're pretty sure it's next week?
Have you seen the video he posted on his Instagram story?
Well, I saw that it was the promotional.
Instagram?
I believe so. It's the one with like the people dressed in purple, and then he gets taken away in the UFO.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a cool video.
No, Jordy was telling me that it's like based on this cult.
Oh no, that's the whole thing. Eternal Take is based on Heaven's Gate, which do your research. It's really messed up, but it's interesting, and I think the like there were no surviving members of the cult because it was like kind of a messy ordeal with how they look into it if you're curious, but
killed themselves.
Yeah, it was a mass suicide, but I mean if you're still curious you can look into it, and yeah, I don't know, I think I was scared because like if he released the album I'd want to listen to it like right away, but this playlist is kind of jam-packed with a lot of bops. Hello if you're tuning in. Next week,
easy.
We'll be on the edge of our seats, and we'll play, assuming there's a new Uzi, assuming Eternal Ataka comes out, we'll play one of the cuts off that record.
Next week is spring break.
Next week is, it's technically, we'll have another day of class, because remember, it's like Thursday, this is Thursday night.
You, so I will be tuning in.
Oh, okay. Amanda will not be here, and she'll be on her spring break, but I'll be here next week, and it'll be my pre-spring break show. If the record comes out, we'll do a live reaction to one of the songs. Hopefully, I'll have someone else in the studio with me. So if you're just tuning in, I'm playing some of my favorite songs from some of my favorite albums of 2016, which in my opinion is one of the best years of music in general over the past number of decades, perhaps even ever. I mean, there isn't a ton of, like, in terms of albums, you go back, what, 40s maybe, 50s, in terms of, like, single years, I think this one's pretty jam-packed. Oh, that was another thing I was going to talk about, some of the albums I'm not going to play cuts off of, but definitely deserve the recognition. Danny Brown's Atrocity Exhibition, super cool, innovative.
You're not playing
rap record. No, I there are a lot of songs. It like really like all these that I'm naming. I really wish some of them I haven't listened to in full. There's a couple I haven't even listened to at all. but I know are very like impactful in people's lives.
You haven't listened to the full album?
I've listened to Atrocity Exhibition, but for instance, David Bowie's Black Star, that I haven't listened to a single song off yet. I'm a little scared. I kind of want to get into David Bowie beforehand, and so I can see like kind of the profound impact of that message that he released through that album. Other than that, Radiohead's Moonshaped Pool, Young Thug's Jeffrey, I really want to play a song off that if we have extra time. King Gizzard's Nonagon Infinity, Cara Benito's Benito Generation, Beyonce's Lemonade, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' Skeleton Tree. I almost played a song from that record, but it's a very, very sad and somber record, so I'm like, you know, I'll just stick with the bops. Rihanna's Anti, Kendrick Lamar's Untitled Unmastered, 21 Savage and Metro Boomin's Savage Mode, Anderson .Paak's Malibu, Schoolboy Q's Blank Face, No Name's Telephone, Sabo's Bucket Lips Project, Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book. I believe Perfume Genius came out with a record, unclear. Swans is The Glowing Man. But yeah, so there. Hopefully, if your favorite album 2016 has not been named, hopefully it comes up in the next couple of songs. One I accidentally spoiled because I did not pause the song in time. That was my B. But I'm gonna play it again to get the full impact. It's off The Life of Pablo, and yeah, so I'll play a couple hip hop cuts, and then we'll go back to talking again.
Bitch like, I'm the one your bitch like. Yeah, I'm the one your bitch like. And I be talking shit like, I ain't scared to lose a fist fight. And she grabbing on my like, she wanna see if it'll fit right. That's just the way. Shade. Bird can't fly in a cage. Even when somebody go away, the feelings don't really go away. That's just the way. You should've seen how a nigga pulled up in the ride.
outside. You should've seen how a nigga pulled up in the ride, in the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. I just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, and cup my pants, and twist my fingers with my hands. My dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Well, all these rap niggas wanna be bloods. Never see him in the hood, only see him in the club. Ask me, I snuck in with the snub, and I just let the block have the homie say I'm done.
Yeah, what's up with that? Shit. Nigga, I don't fuck with that. Shit.
I'm about to pull a Suge Knight and press the issue on sight. The real bloods need a check, or we on your ass. I went to sleep flamed up, but I woke up in my polos. I rock a low cut and wear my socks like a cholo. I could've got a ghost, but I went and got a Lolo. This copying off you rap niggas is a no-no. I can hop out solo. Tucked is a fofo. I probably need three more, cause these niggas is emo. They see my altitude and have an attitude, but I'm a solid ass nigga. What you niggas mad at me for?
Should've seen how a nigga pulled up in the ride, in the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. You should've seen how a nigga pulled up in the ride, in the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside, fight me outside, fight me outside. I just do my dance, cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. I just do my dance, cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance, cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands.
Do your dance, YG, do your dance. 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 Do your dance. Do your dance, YG, do your dance.
Hey, pass that shit,
do your
nigga.
Dance, YG, do your dance. Do your dance, YG, oh, nigga, do your dance. Do your dance, YG, do your dance.
Hold up. I really got something to say. I'm the only one that made it out the West without Dre. I'm the only one that's about what he say. The only one that got hit and was walking the same day. I tried to pop first, got popped that. Got hit in the hip, could pop back. Pass me a little strap. You know he popped that, so please don't call me no rap nigga.
Why?
Cause I be in a spot strap, nigga. All facts, nigga. I don't wax, nigga. You put Compton, I put Bonson on the map, nigga. I heard they wanna do a background check. I got a meal and a cut, that's a background check.
Yeah.
Now watch how they count my pockets and get mad when I hit them with the I ain't got it. Gave you the game, now you think you poppin'. Aight, fuck y'all, I'm out. I'm out.
Should've seen how a nigga pulled off in the ride. In the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside. Fight me outside, fight me outside. You should've seen how a nigga pulled off in the ride. In the ride, in the ride. Got two motherfuckers wanna fight me outside. Fight me outside, fight me outside. I just do my dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. I just do my dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands. Just do my dance and cup my pants and twist my fingers with my hands.
Do your dance, YG, do your dance. 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 Do your dance, YG, do your dance.
YG, the one and only YG. That was the song Twist My Fingers off his release Still Breezy. And before that was Waves by Kanye West. So, YG, Still Breezy, easily one of the most underrated hip-hop records of the decade. I don't want to say of all time. There are plenty of hip-hop records I haven't listened to yet to give a fair judgment of it, but Still Breezy deserves a ton of recognition. It's like by far some of YG's best work. A lot of work definitely went into it. It's it's kind of hard to hate YG. He's a really cool personality. He's got a lot of swagger. And I mean, that song, you can definitely see it. I love that song. Waves, that is a phenomenal song. The Life of Pablo, it was the living and breathing work of Kanye that I think ended up technically getting finished in 2017. But Waves, definitely one of the highlights for me. And that's another one that I think is super underrated. But of course, like, there are, like, specifically the Life of Pablo stands who freak out about it. I've listened to every record by Kanye besides the first three, which is like, you know, like, I'm sorry. It's just my listening patterns have everything like all out of order because I didn't really start listening to albums until Blonde came out in 2016, and I'm still trying to catch up. Listening to new records that come out and also trying to catch up with some of the old records. I haven't listened to the first three Kanye's. I haven't listened to 808s. And I haven't listened to all of Cruel Summer. But other than that, The Life of Pablo is my favorite. I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, it's a great record for sure. I don't think it's as bold. I mean, it's certainly like, I think it's, I'd say it's better written, but I don't think it necessarily sacrifices because The Life of Pablo is such an entertaining and like cool gospel fusion record. And there's a lot of like experimental elements about it. And it's Kanye from a vocal and lyrical standpoint, I feel like is definitely more bolder on this record. But yeah, so that's what I got to say about those ones. Okay, well, I got a couple more songs for y'all. This one, it's going to take a very sharp turn. We're going to start off with Death Grips.
Hell yeah.
And then after that, we're going to play Curse of the Headrest.
Let's go.
So, yeah, please enjoy this wild roller coaster of two very good, but pretty different songs. Very different. I mean, a lot of things are very different from Death Grips, but... Anyways, you're going to dive right in with us. Here we go. Let's enjoy the ride.
Headless, I skid like Rita lifted ocean. I drift like my planet don't spin. I skid all over marks like I'm haunted. Rev it up, drama la la like profits. It's never much. I'm more torn in the cockpit, don't interrupt. My turbulence slaps. My path massive, demands panoramic. Massive. Shitty, your 10,000 leagues, sub-zero, sweat dripping. My hand got to rag, rip dies like Jet City. Stand off the low lands, eerie silencing. Feel how fresh made a magnetic slip. Severe swerving, I tow lag off uncertainty to your zipper locks. My sound, yes, silhouette commence. Shot, 60 shots a second on a hex. Clock, a strike between each time you saw the flex. Drops, have a little slow dipper, zipper. Yeah. I can't help yourself, but skidding down. I've dealt with yourself, I tricked you loud. I'm all hell to sculpture, I'm on that bounce. And I'm in that but reflex skidding out. Those in my chest feel like it's fixed into bounds. Bounds, bitch, I can't leave a road. Crashing in the planes, I crash and scroll. Max out my oath, don't blame me, I'm no scum. My tragic ends to a means I can't establish. Noise of nomads, I'll sound by a spike. Humanless in both hands, can kill myself twice. Horns tremble like dildos. Wielded by dummies, traumatized up a side. Broke your eyes like dummies. I'm too fast to go, these dead won't stay close. Control is old, smash on my skin. My muscles strong like slack at the wind. I'm bubbly astral now, grab my skin.
What's up, guys? You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
Thank you.
this world, yeah. But it is, it is, it is, it is. Stop your whining, shy again. No one wants to cause you pain. They're just trying to let some air in, but you hold.
Car seat headrest. That was the song Fill in the Blank off of their 2016 release Teens of Denial. And before that, you heard Spikes by Death Grips off their 2016 release Bottomless Pit. Yeah, definitely the contrast of songs here. Death Grips, notoriously one of the most experimental hip hop groups of all time. One of the hardest hitting groups of our day. I'll say it. Their approach, like instrumentally and MC Rad's vocally, it's something else.
Dare I say, slaps?
Oh, it slaps for sure, for sure. That yes, you did dare and say that.
I dared to say it.
But it was facts.
It was facts.
After that, slapping equally as hard in a different way, Car Seat Headrest. That song. I played the live version of it. I subbed for a show last Wednesday, or this past Wednesday. And the live version is awesome. I kind of like the live version a little better, actually. That is perhaps a hot take, but either way, song's terrific. Will Toledo's awesome. I really want to see him live. And yeah, so we got one more song. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been my 2016 appreciation special episode. This is Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show, and you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wahoo!
Yeah.
Oh, also, everyone, come to the WMFO concert tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
It's technically
tomorrow. Today's Friday. Consider today's Friday. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, WMFO concert.
Yes. It's going to be so fun. Rock and rap show.
It sounds like a blast. Be there. And yeah, definitely come through. One more song for y'all. It is from a band that is pretty, again, fans, super hard fans, haters, pretty hard haters. Excuse me, pretty hard haters. This album, though, I think is a significant piece of their discography and is definitely my favorite of their albums. I haven't listened to all of them. In fact, I've only listened to a couple of them. Out of the couple that I've heard, hearing only this, I would say that Weezer is a terrific band. The song King of the World, one of my favorite songs of 2016. It's awesome. And yeah, we're going to close it out with that. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I will be here next week, and then that'll be the last show before spring break. So tune in. And yeah, Amanda is going to plug her show real quick.
Yeah, also tune in to Cold Cuts on Tuesday at 1 a.m. I will most likely be doing a meat-themed show.
Ooh.
Because it's Cold Cuts with DJ Butcher, and yes, I'll play songs about meat. So tune in to hear about
meats.
Some meats.
Hell yeah. All right, so yeah, Weezer. I'm going to close it out with Weezer, and then we're going to transition to the next show. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in, and have a great night.